Oh, and Mitch and Shelley send regards, so that's
Thank you.
also.
Thank you. They're doing okay? Yeah, a
Yeah.
whole pause. This is Parsha Shlach Lecha, which is all about the Meraglim, right? They send spies and everything goes wrong. And you know, so things were going wrong last week's Parsha is getting really wrong this week's Parsha. Right. And the one we look at is Psukim. It says, "Vayishlach otam Moshe b'tur to Eretz Kanaan." Moshe sent them out a tour to seek out
Or,
to tour.
I
Okay,
love
and
that word, la
yes,
tour. I
means
love
to
it.
tour, and we'll talk about that. It really does mean to tour in the sense of it does, and I will talk about the fact that translating that as spying is the wrong is not the meaning of la tour. It's not l'ragel.
No.
They're going, it's a fact-finding mission. You want to observe. Yomar Lahem, he tells them, Aluzabaganegev, go through the Negev, Alitematahar, go up into the mountains, Ritematarets Mahi, and see what the land's like. At the Am HaYoshev Aleh, and the people that live there, Hachazachur Rafeh, are they strong, are they weak? Hamathu Imrav, are there few, are there many? And that's the beginning of the Parsha. And it ends with the mitzvah tzitzit. That's the last part of the Parsha. When it says that Beryl Ben Israel, Martelahem, goes to tell Ben Israel, Basulahem Tzitzit, they should make fringes, on the corners of their garments for all generations. And you'll have a blue thread on their fringes. And they will be Tzitzit, fringes. Ritemoto, and they will see it. And they'll remember all the laws of God, Basitemotam, and to do them. Below Taturu Acharei Levavchem, and they shouldn't go touring kept after their hearts, Vacharei Nechem, and their eyes, Asher Atem Zonim Acharehem, that people tend to be enticed to go after. And much has been said about the connection between the two, right? And
Oh.
the combination of they were sent Latur at the Aretz and things went bad, so the tzitzit remind us, Lo Taturu Acharei Levavchem, Vacharei Nechem. Don't go tour, right? But tzitzit symbolizes a way of
Oh.
seeing. That's what tzitzit are all about. Try to make sure you're seeing things right. That's the ratio. That the Rashi puts it one explanation of the word tzitzit. Now the pshat really is tzitzit roshi is fringes of hair, but tzitzit al shem ritemoto. The tzitzit refers to seeing. You're supposed to look at tzitzit. Tzitzit are a symbol that meant to be seen. As it says in Shir HaShirim, right? That domel zodi letzvi, my beloved is like the deer, or the ofer hayalim, or the ibex. Achar that's standing behind the wall, mashgiach min achalot, peeking out of the window, mitzitz min acharachim. Peeking out from between the lattice. That's tzitz. Tzitzit are that the thing that you peek at.
What's that word? Oh,
Where?
cutlano is like walls,
Our
hotel.
wall, right? That the Dodi is like a like a tzvi that's shy and hiding behind the kotel,
Made
behind the wall.
seats. Oh, made seats. That's what the word is from.
That's what he's saying. That tzitz is something to be looked at. Tzitz means to peek at. And we talked about that just before. That claim, the spies and misnomer, the tour means to tour. Okay, it's not to spy so much, but to observe the intention of learning and developing. That's what touring is supposed to be about. All these
Well,
harvest
it depends
benefits
how you
touring.
define spy. What else is spy?
But
It's to
certainly,
watch.
it has the implication of being sneaky and of a military mission, right? And I think that's the way we usually look at it. I think that's the way they looked at themselves as being a military mission. And we're saying Latour really wasn't for that. And so what I want to talk about is really based on a series of Dvarei Torah by Rabbi Tzvi Magensi. Remember Rabbi Magensi?
Sure.
Not the rabbi, his brother who was at
Oh,
Beis
yeah.
Abe, but
Right.
Tzvi Magensi at Beit HaMidrash HaGadol.
Right.
Interesting character. He made Aliyah to learn with Rav Kook in 35. Rav Kook was sick, so he learned with Rav Charlap, and then decided he didn't want to earn a living. He didn't want to depend on charity, so he moved to the United States to study engineering. in 39. Then he couldn't afford tuition. And then, right, like that, World War II was started, so he couldn't go back to Eretz Israel. He really felt like he should, but he stayed. He got a rabbinical job. He got married here, moved to St. Louis in 45, and stayed in St. Louis for the next 40 plus years. Mostly as a rabbi, Beth Moshe Gadol, always a strong Zionist, always had this feeling that he should be going back to Eretz Israel. He wrote a sefer called the Sefer Magen Tzvi. Do you ever see that?
I think I've seen it, but
Yeah.
you're
If you look at the
reddish.
back, all the sponsors are all names you recognize from St. Louis.
Oh,
That was
I mean, I
awesome.
remember him. I remember
Yeah,
him.
I remember it. So my father-in-law, Lev Shalom, was a member of Beth Moshe Gadol and had the sefer. But where this came from was that his sons, David and Mordechai Magenzi, both of whom live in Israel. I think one, maybe not, Mordechai was, put together a collection of his Torah thoughts called the Chumash Magen Tzvi. Privately published, you can't buy it. We donated it to Young Israel. And I was looking at that. I saw about Rabbi Magenzi. This is Rabbi, I remember Rabbi Ganur, called Torah Mitzvah.
Yeah,
Remember,
good
okay.
friend.
Oh, okay. Still
Yeah.
keep in touch with him? Very good. But he's quoted in this collection talking about Magenzi. Little Rabbi Magenzi lived in St. Louis. His mind and spirit were in Eretz Yisrael. Very exciting. So all of this is to return about Eretz Yisrael. And so he looks at these psukim, and not looking just at the Lo Taturu and, Latur Ta'aretz, but also the fact that both of them are called Uritem. Uritem Ta'aretz Mahi. And you will see the land, what it's like. And Vayu Lachem Uritemoto. Supposed to be looking at. And he says the latter seeing describes how the spies were supposed to see the land. Supposed to see the land in the same sense, ritemoto uzachatem kol mitzvot Hashem. See the land in its spiritual potential. That's what your job was to do. And this way he puts it, the sage's intention is that for one to truly search out and see the land of Israel, it is necessary to employ wisdom. Is it insufficient to see the land on only a superficial level? One must apply wisdom and delve deeply into the meaning and significance of the land to the people of Israel. Then one reached the conclusion reported by Yeshua and Kalev when they said, right, the land, Tova ha'aretz ma'od ma'od, the land is exceedingly good. That was their goal. They're supposed to do that. They were sent to see the land in that sense. And it
I see.
continues. We can suggest that Moses implied to the spies, they must see the land, Holy Land, in its spiritual wells as tangible aspects. Israel is not only the land of Canaan, but is the Holy Land as well. This crucial point cannot be observed with one's eyes. It must be perceived in order to understand what the land really is.
Very
That's it.
nice.
In Iritem, very nice. Then he adds an interesting connection, which he attributes to the Baal HaTurim, who always makes the connection between common words. But I can't find the Baal HaTurim inside, so I'm going to assume it's his original. Okay, there's another use of the word Ritem, or Resi Ritem. Okay, this is
Wait, the
Shmuel.
Baal HaTurim,
Yes.
what is his right? What do you mean inside? That's a
In the
longer.
sefer, in the actual sefer called the commentary of the Baal HaTurim on Chumash,
On the
that's
Chumash.
published, right. So the Baal HaTurim is the son of the Rosh, Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Arosh, who wrote the Turim, right, the
Tur
collection.
Shulchan Aruch?
Yes, that's the tour that is called the Tur Shulchan Aruch. That's him.
That's him. That's old. I mean,
Yeah,
that's early.
absolutely.
Earlier.
That's whatever 14th, 15th century. So the Tur
It
Shulchan,
appears in a separate book, or it
yes.
appears
Well,
like a Mikra
I've not seen it separately,
Gedolah.
but it's always appeared in the classical Mikra Gedolot. In one of the
Say that
commentaries,
again.
including the Mikra Gedolot, is the Baal HaTurim
He is
for the Baal.
included?
Yes. We'll pull
I
your
don't
Mikra
remember
Gedolot off
that.
this. Yeah.
Okay,
And what
so
he's.
what do you mean you never found it inside? You looked at the whole.
I looked at these psukim that they're talking that use these words in what I
Oh.
have as a Baal HaTurim, and I don't find this mentioned.
Okay.
Okay. Doesn't mean
Yeah.
it's not there. I don't know about everything, but I'm willing to attribute it to Rabbi Magenzi's own genius, as opposed to the Baal HaTurim there. But I don't know. So again, I don't see it in the
Okay.
Okay, so I was, but it, the connection is still a nice one. We'll just say it's by
Yeah.
Mackenzie's connection, not the Baal Turim, and
Okay.
that's from Shemot, where it says, "Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim l'Meiledot ha'Evriyot." King of Egypt tells the Hebrew midwives, in the time of slavery, "Asher Shem Achat Shifra v'Shem En Shnipuah." Vayomer Bi'alchet Evriyot, when you help the Jews give birth, retain Alha of Naaman, and you need to look on the birthstones, on the birthstool. In Ben Huv, Amitenoto, if it's a boy, kill it. In Bahi Bahaya, and if it's a girl, raise her. And it says that that same word appears, Uritem. That's the same as Uritem. It has the same implication of seeing in the sense of tzitzit. See the spiritual potential in there. When a child is born, this is Rabbi McGenzie's words here. When a child is born, so parents consider how. Consider how he or she will develop. They should see and consider his or her spiritual development as well as the physical development. It's kind of making a much more Hasidic reading of Uritenot of Naim. You need to look at a child as they're born, Uritenot, just like by Tzitzit. See the spiritual heirs of Chaitemetzot Hashem.
Right. Well, here's a
Yeah.
little connection to the Rav Kook, who was the Raya, right? From this work.
Oh, okay, that's could be. I don't know if he explicitly makes that connection, right? He That's his
No,
brief
I'm just that is what he's called, right? Like
right.
visionary.
Avram Yisrael Yitzchak
Right.
Cohen.
Right.
There could be a connection there.
Good.
Yeah. His
That's a
spiritual
nice
development as
connection.
well as the physical development. The parents' concern should extend beyond their child's earthly development. That's what we ten alonayim is talking about. Every yald chenet to every yod. When you're giving birth to Jewish children, we ten alonayim, you need to retain oto. See it.
While you're there, add a space after if B'nai Yisrael.
Where are you looking?
After the
Oh,
if.
on that space there. Huh?
Well, I mean,
Yeah,
while you're
there's a
there.
space there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah,
Okay.
it turns a little
Okay.
bit too close.
Okay.
It is a, okay. And a little side point to how I am a big fan of singular they.
Yeah, I like that
He,
too.
you know, I mean, I won't change his words, but
It's kind
parents
of
should
new,
consider how
isn't it
their
new?
children develop. I'm sorry?
Well, there it really is. It's not a singular they, parents.
Well, no. How she, when I talk about the child, how he or she, I would
Oh.
use how they will develop rather than he slash she.
Oh, I see.
Okay, I think it makes life much easier. It's not a political statement. I'm not being woke. It just makes my life easier, and therefore I'm going to
Okay.
do it. It's a statement
You
of
know,
faith.
here. More and more you see in print when it says Kotvim, like
Yeah.
writers, there was a
Yeah.
fair dot oat dot vav tav. So im
Code,
oat
code, so
kotvim.
you said it's code. You don't have the yud mem there at all, or you do have
No,
the yud mem
you have the yud mem, and then you have a
dot
dot, and then
and
you have
then
a
vav
vav
tav.
tav.
Okay, so that's the same as a slash. It's hard to in Hebrew, but
Yeah.
you want to make one word that fits for both. Yeah.
Well, it's like both words there. I don't
Yeah.
know, like half of both words, but you see it more and more,
Okay.
which I like.
I don't know. Yeah, just
Anyway.
pick a neutral one, but like it. But anyway, that's not related to this because parents have
Yeah.
should, well, the
Okay.
children
Present
retain it
time, the
so that
potential,
this
if
what
there
he's
were.
saying is that about the spies specifically, the tourists, not spies, that they were told to retain the art. You need to see the land. So, and that seeing had two sides, the tzitzit side and the retain all of naim side, which means both seeing it now in the spiritual nature that was present at the time and the potential. It's going to grow. I don't know what you're seeing now in Eretz Canaan, but B'nai Israel are going to go there. They're going to apply themselves. We're going to make this a holy land, not just be a holy land. Both of those are part of what they were supposed to see. But they failed. They failed because of mission creep, meaning that they didn't have a single mission here, seeing they tried to do too many things at once. And that goes to apparent contradiction in Rashi. Rashi is looking at these psukim. And Moshe sent them from the wilderness of Paran, according to God's command. Kulam anashim, they were all men. And Rashi points, kulam anashim is they were all mentioned in the Yiddish sense of the word. Roshei ben Yisrael hema, and kulam anashim, kulam anashim shemikra lashon chashivut. That's
Ish,
important.
ish.
Right, ish, right? Votasha'ak sherim hayu. With these, even though they're going to fail later, they were ksherim at this point. Each one was a mensch.
Where does he see it in the text? It just says otam. Does it say
Kulam,
anashim?
it's adding this word kulam anashim. What does that mean?
Okay. He's
Right?
adding.
He's saying that it says kulam anashim to say that they are otak sherim hayu.
Wait, Kulam Anashim is in the text?
Yes, this is the pasuk.
Oh.
And it's, right, Moshe sent them. They were all Anashim who were Rashi Bnei Israel. They were leaders of Bnei Israel. Now that makes sense.
Okay.
That word Anashim clearly is redundant. Right, Kulam Rashi Bnei Israel. It says
Well,
Kulam Anashim Rashi Bnei Israel Hem.
so what's the contradiction?
They haven't seen a contradiction yet.
Oh,
Okay, that's part one. That's one side.
okay.
Okay, the Kolashim. Okay,
Yeah.
the contradiction comes later when they come back, and it says Vayelchu. They went by Moshe, and they went to Moshe. Ve'aharon called up in Israel and told the people of Israel in Bar Paran. They went back to the wilderness of Paran, Kadesh, in the city of Kadesh. Ve'shivotam davar, and they told them they returned the things that they said. Ve'kol Eda with all the people by Arum Pri Haaretz and showed them the fruit of the land. And Rashi says that the Vayelchu, they went, is redundant. We know they went. They did this whole time. They went and now they came back. So Vayelchu, Vayavo, Mao Vayelchu, what is this redundant Vayelchu? The answer is Lakish Halichatan Lebiatan. To make a comparison to when they went to when they came back. Vayelchu, Vayavo goes together. Ma Biatan Be'etzara'ah, just when they came back, they came Be'etzara'ah with bad advice. Af Halichatan Be'etzara'ah.
Oh.
So too, when they left, it was still with bad advice. So were
Oh.
they? That's the contradiction. Were they ksherim or they go be'etzer,
Right.
and the answer, of course, is yes. We all know that, right? If anybody asks me an or question, the answer is yes, both those, because they were good people, but they went be'etzer with a bad mission. It wasn't so much their fault, right? They weren't focused on Moshe's goal of a spiritual fact-finding mission, okay? Because the people wanted a military spy mission. And so they went with both of these, they went with two different missions in mind. Might be a way it's described in Devarim, what the people were looking for. But to you all gather against me, up to me, at Tamru, and you said, let's send men before us, and they'll spy out the land. Yeshuvu, and they'll return to us davar, the word as a report at the derech asher na'alaba, the best way we should go. But Tariyam Elehen and the kind of cities we're going to be faced. Aitavere davar, and so and Moshe is this is first person. It's Moshe Devarim says, I like this idea. Bekach mikem shnimasar hashim ish echad l'shaven. I took 12 men. And they went to Nachlashkon and they spied there. And this is the way Rav Madan puts it, that Moshe's mistake lay in combining these two aims. So fundamentally different nature and their details into one mission. May have done so to avoid the complication of sending two separate missions Canaan, or may have had some other reason. In any event, this represented a dual mistake. On the one hand, combined to the two missions was a sin against the holy task of saving princes of Israel by God's command. Furthermore, the military mission was not merely a mundane task, but one arising from weakness of spirit, from missed opportunity for greatness. Right? Relying on it, the military side as opposed to God. Moreover, the combination of two missions did injustice to the mundane mission with disastrous consequences. A military spy mission has its own requirements, own information specifications. A spying operation is doomed to failure if, rather than be planned with precision, is tacked on as an afterthought to another dispatch. Especially in this case, if they are in fact Roshei B'nai Yisrael, they're not professional spies. The contrast with Yoshua sent spies into Jericho, where they specifically are looking at the weaknesses of the city. They hide out, they go to Rahab, and then they come back.
Oh, wait, is Rav Meidan, his two missions are the ones you set out above, the spiritual and the same two, not military and non-military, what
Well,
is
I
it called?
say it's military and the holy task here part, the spiritual one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, right. So military
Okay.
task and there's a spiritual task of kind of a fact-finding mission that we're going to inherit this land. What do we do with it?
Weakness of spirit. Okay.
Okay, that combining the two ends up being a mistake. As much as this, right? And it's Moshe's mistake here of kind of try setting both these together. And that comes up in the there's an interesting treatment of Yeshua in the description of these spies in our parsha. It says, Lamatei Ephraim Hoshea bin Nun. Right? The Roshei bin Israel that's sent from Ephraim is Hoshea bin Nun. You know who that is? And it gives the whole list of the names, and then ends with Elish Moed Hashem Asher Shalach Moshe to Aretz. These are the names of the men that Moshe sent to tour the land. Like from Moshe, the Hoshea bin Nun Yehoshua, and Moshe called Hoshea bin Nun Yehoshua. So we know Yehoshua bin Nun.
He was
And Hosh,
Ephraim, not Binyamin. Oh.
no, he's a tribe of Ephraim. Yeah, he's always been. And in fact, we know that. Look at Divrei Yom has the whole genealogy there, and his name was Hoshea ben Nun was his name at birth, and this is Divrei Yom going through the descendants of Ephraim, Bnei Ephraim Shutelah, and it goes through Shutelah's sons Barad Beno, then Shutelah's son Barad Betachah Beno, Veladah Beno, Betachah Beno, whole list of generations, etc. The Eden Beno, Amihud Beno, Eshama Beno, Nun Beno, Yehoshua Beno.
Oh.
Yeshua is the son of Nun, who is the son of Elishama, who is the son of Amihud. That's it. That's it. That's it. Yeah. Okay, and who is his, right? So his Yeshua's father is Nun. Nun's father is Elishama. Elishama's father is Amihud. And if you've been paying attention to the Torah Parsha, you'd recognize who Elishama ben Amihud is. It's the camp of Ephraim was on the west side. Nasi of Ephraim and the head of the tribe of Ephraim was Elishama ben Amihud. So Yeshua is the grandson of the Nasi of Ephraim.
Okay.
And he's called Yeshua when he becomes Moshe's student. Right? That's when it says after Egel, the Moshe El Moshe, Panim Panim, Hashem spoke to Moshe face to face. And Bishabel Machaneh, but Moshe would go back to the camp. Umersharato Yoshua ben Nun, but his servant Yoshua ben Nun, Na'ar, who was a youth, Lo Yamish Mitocha Ohel, never left the tent. He was there with Moshe. So when it says here, by from Moshe Loshea ben Nun Yoshua, as the Rashbam explains, Lo Ata Karot, okay. Not that that Moshe called him now Yoshua, because he's been Yoshua the whole book. The whole Chumash has been called Yeshua. The Rekavar Kodem Lekein Nakra Yeshua. Elohechi came first. This is what it means. That Hoshea bin Nun, She'amarnu Lamala, Shenikra came Bevet Aviv. That Hoshea, who was known that way, that's from his family side, that everyone called him Hoshea, who Otoshe Krav Moshe Yeshua. He's the one that Moshe called Yeshua. Beshenaseh Mishato, when he became Moshe's apprentice. If Kido Beito and Yoshua in charge of his household, that's what happened when you were appointed to a higher position, you get a new name. as in when Paro calls Yosef Tzofa Paneach, and Nebuchadnezzar calls Daniel Belshazzar. We do that today,
Yeah,
right? When
but
I finish
this is
medical.
more like this one is more like Abraham and Sarah getting
Yes,
God's name.
exactly the same analogy. When you get a job, you get a new name. And when I graduated medical school, my name changed. I'm now Dr. Waxman. We don't necessarily
Okay.
change the first name, but we add a name to it. It's got the same purpose. Right? We call it title now, so it changed the name, but the same idea. So he is the Yeshua as Mosharet Moshe. He was born Hoshea, but then why mention it here?
You know,
It's
these two
called.
examples are more, they gave them a name in a different language, in the local language. Not that they elevated them or.
Okay, I mean, it is clear in the status. He got the name in the new language because they were elevated, right? Yosef and Daniel both
Okay.
got the status. But
Okay.
your example of Abraham is a perfect, and Sarah is a perfect example of that.
Right.
It's still in Hebrew.
Right.
It's a still Hebrew name, but now
And
it's
it's.
changing.
And you're adding a yud or a hey, you're adding
Right,
God.
right. So that's very
Not,
symbolic,
yeah.
which is almost as good as adding a doctor in front of your name. Close. And so that's what Rashi says is that we're seeing it here because that's what it was. Like from it was a kind of a tefillah. We're adding God's name to yours. Like from Yeshua, etc. Hoshea ben Nun Yeshua. That this he was mentioning it here because to say he was telling him Hitbalah, Moshe was praying for him. Ka Yeshua Meatzat Merab.
Oh, nice,
May God
nice.
save you from the Etzat Merab. And notice that Moshe is not praying that Yeshua be saved from the spies' evil plans because we already said they were ksherim. And that would be Ka Yoshiacha Me'atzat HaMeraglim from the plan of the Meraglim. Right? They're ksherim. We know that. He's saying save you from this idea, atzat, the Etzah of being Meraglim, of spying. Right? Problem, the whole concept of spying spies instead of tourists. Right? Yeshua is sent to one of the Anashim. He's the grandson of the head of his tribe. That's a political pointee. And Moshe realizes that mistakes have been made in the passive, right? He's not taking credit, but that the whole Atzat Meraglim was an Atzah Ra'ah. It's a bad idea. He's not taking him back, but he's specifically going to Yeshua and davening that Yeshua, you need to go as Yeshua, not Hoshea. I want you to go as Mesharet Moshe with my mission involved. So Moshe has this right, the right intention of sending this mission, but he doesn't communicate with his people. Somehow they don't get that message. And that's when the parsha starts with that. Hashem tells Moshe, Hashem Moshe Lemor, Shlach Hashem, send out men via tour to Canaan, and they're going to tour the land of Canaan. Hashem need to live in Israel that I'm giving to them. Yishachar Yishachar L'matei Avotav, Tishlachu. Send out leaders, all the heads of their leaders of the tribes. Rashi says it's shlach lecha for you, shlach lecha ledatcha, according to your opinion. That's the Gemara. The one word of ledatcha. And Rashi says, you know what that ledatcha means? It means ein ani mesavelacha. Hashem's telling Moshe, I'm like, is that a commandment? Im tirtzah shlach. This is according to your own judgment whether you want to send or not. But Rabbi says, no, that's not what ledatcha in the Gemara means. The Shlach Lecha means, that can be understood to mean in accordance with your attitude. Shlach Lecha, your way. Don't send, everyone's out there demanding they want spies. That's not a good idea. Send out the Latour at the Aretz. Send out the tourists, this kind of spiritual fact-finding mission. That's a good idea. And that's one line in the Magen Tzvi, but the Netivot Shalom spells it out a little more. And he says, Moshe had a different way he was thinking about this whole mission. It was different from the spies. When Moshe says that, that the thing was good. If you like the idea of sending spies, someone out there, but just the general idea, but not the idea of spies per se. Yeah, the middle of the mission, I don't think that Moshe is thinking to himself, this is not going to work. Yeah. Lo That Moshe, this is Datcha, Moshe's Dat, wasn't on the physical nature of Eretz Israel, on a spiritual level. There should have been Riten and the sense of Tzitzit, in a sense of Riten all of Naim. See what the potential is, just like a baby has potential. See that spiritual potential. And the tragedy is that they couldn't do that. They couldn't see the spiritual potential inherent when Bnei Israel lived in Eretz Israel. And a lot of people comment on that. You know, it's like where they went wrong was seeing a land where you gotta work, you gotta have an army, you gotta have factories and farmers. What's gonna happen with this sitting all day in the wilderness learning Torah, eating man? Much holier in the wilderness. And this is a quote from Rabbi Mugenzi's son, who has a blog about the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. He quotes Rabbi Yitzchak Nissenbaum, writes that the spies attempted to separate the land and the Torah. Spies to the Torah and the land being in opposition, in contradiction with each other, with the nation having to choose between the two. 10 spies thought the entering the land put Torah observance at risk and chose Torah over the land. In essence, the spies approached that Torah could be observed only in the wilderness. Israel was isolated from other nations and cultures. That's a mistake. That's a lack of Riten at the Aretz Mahi. And the Tivat Shalom
What was
concludes.
Moshe's mistake? He didn't tell them
He didn't
clearly.
communicate it. He didn't, somehow they didn't get the message
Oh.
that he had the right, Moshe had the right intention. He's davening for Yeshua, let's save you from the Eitzah of Meraglim. I don't want Meraglim. I want you to Latura to Aretz. But that's not what they heard. And so they come back about how strong and powerful all the people there are, and we can't possibly conquer it. They go Kesherim, but without that sense of mission, and so they come back and everything goes wrong. And this is again, this Netivah Shalom concludes, Moshalcham lirot et Eretz Yisrael. And so Moshe is sending them, Ladato, to look at Eretz
Who
Yisrael.
was Rav Nissenboim? What did he say?
Oh, this was, he's quoting it, he's one of the early thinkers of religious Zionism. And he's saying that the idea that the Meraglim really, I mean, they make Sharon, but they really wanted to stay in the wilderness. They didn't want to go to the land because you're not going to be able to be as pure and spiritual in the land. It's too physical there.
So the idea of Moshe was, how could we keep Torah and still be in the land?
Right.
How could
That's return to Eretz.
we need both? And how does this resolve Rashi's conflict?
The Kavod Rashi is saying that they were Kesherim, but they went with the Eitzah Ra'ah.
Oh.
The Meraglim went, they did not go with the Eitzah of Ritem et Aretz Mahi in the
Right.
Ritem Otoz or Hatem Mitzvot Hashem. They went with the Eitzah Meraglim. Is okay, we
To
have to
say,
conquer it.
let's not go. Right.
And their conclusion is it's not worth it. It's going to be too hard. We're going to end, and you know, even if we end up fighting it, we're going to end up being just physical. We're not, you know, we have it great here in the wilderness, right? Got man every morning. We have pillars of clouds. It's miraculous. So
So
Moshe's
again,
saying,
Moshe, what he made, his mistake was not that he said Latour, but just he didn't
somehow
elaborate.
they didn't get it. You know, with Moshe's side, their side. I mean, this is part of what happens in Bamidbar is that Moshe and the people become increasingly distant. He's just not communicating with them. It's just not, he's at such a high level, he's just not there. So let me look at the, again, the Tivat Shalom on this.
So, but I mean, I had communicated the mission, and they come back and they say, no, we can't bring the Torah into Eretz Yisrael. It can't be a spiritual place. It won't work. So they got the mission.
Okay, so
They
their
just
mission,
didn't
what?
see it.
Right, but they saw the
They
mission as an, I guess, in that sense, as an if. Moshe's not telling them there's an if. It's a this will happen. How it's going to happen,
how can
right?
we
What are we
do
going to
this?
do? Right. That's your job. Not come back and say, nope, it's going to be impossible. Trust me, right? Moshe's telling them, right? God already said it's possible. We're doing this. Okay.
Oh, how can we? It's still a big question.
I noticed. It's not easy, but you can't start by even allowing for the possibility of failure. Don't go and say it's, chazak mimenu. It's too hard for us.
Okay, you have to emphasize that it wasn't whether we can do this, go check it out. It was how are we going to do this?
Okay, good.
No?
Right now, I agree.
Yeah.
So, and that's really, I mean, let me read this quote from the Netivot Shelah from the Slonim. I think that's what he's saying. He sent them, I want to see what the spiritual level of the land is, good or bad. This was trying to prepare them for entering Eretz Israel.
Ech.
How are we going to overcome the literally the power of the other side, right? Of the, how are we going to overcome the dark side? I am some shame that's there, right? They're definitely a. It's going to be hard. There are kochot sitra achra that are there. We have to work. Okay, how you lishchud et roshei bnei Yisrael. So that's why they sent leaders of bnei Yisrael. Shem yicholim laharich matzava haruchani shel haaretz. They're going to estimate what's the spiritual status. What's the spiritual condition of the land? But Bnei Israel and the Raglim had a different idea. They were looking much more at the physical side of it. They're looking at it as a physical thing. So they weren't even looking at how we can make it spiritual. We're just looking at here, it's a physical thing. What are we going to do? So they figured that this miraculous life that we've been living so far was only here during leaving Mitzrayim here in the wilderness. When the wilderness. But once they get to Israel, that we're going to be stuck being a physical nation, and that's why I said it was impossible. We're going to be, just a normal. We're not going to be relying on God at that point. It's going to be a physical nation. And like every other nation, Israel would be like all the nations. That they're going to be left with a from a natural existence, the way he looks at it. That was their mistake,
Oh,
and
this really ties it up nicely. Yeah.
they couldn't see that as being a spiritual possibility there. And I'm saying is that right? So that's a failure on that part. But again, that's a little bit. Moshe saw that as a failure on his part as well. And when Moshe describes this later in Devarim, after he's going through the histories, that Hashem heard you complaining. Hashem was angry and swore and said, that I swear that none of these people of this terrible generation. Will none of them will
Ouch.
see the good land that I swore to give to their ancestors? And here the yireh part again, since they were unable to lir temoto, then they're not going to yireh at all. The gambi hitanaf Hashem, the glochem more, and Hashem was angry with me as well because of you, and said gamatelot of Hashem, you're not going to go there. Okay. And this is well before the sin of Meriva striking the rock. This was starting the potential there. This lack of inability to be a bit a leader here in a sense of letting them know this is what we need to do.
So, what the idea that it was Moshe's failure to communicate, is that yours or that's
It
what?
is, and a lot of people say it because it's trying to understand when Moshe, looking back, says that at the time of the Meraglim, Hashem was angry. That God was angry with me because of you, and said, "Gam atah lo tav Hashem, you also will not go there." Normally think of that the decree that Moshe's not going to enter the land is 40 years later when he strikes the rock. Moshe's saying at least the
Moshe
seeds
did
of it.
wrong.
Moshe sees this as the seed of what would happen later. That this event, I am not, I can't go into the land because of this as well.
Yeah, but I'm trying to understand, like, what did he do wrong? It seems like he told them what their real mission was, and they said, no, we can't do it. Not that he didn't tell them what to look for.
Okay, I mean,
Maybe what his
so the
failure
fact, so
was
you,
that.
so I may be judging Moshe too harshly, is what you're saying here,
No, but
that.
maybe it's even harsher. Like, he wasn't the leader that made them see that we
That's
can do it.
exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. That to be a leader of Bnei Israel, he had to make he had to actually make sure that they understood what the mission was. That there
And
was
that
this,
it
there's this
could be
disconnect.
done, and that it could be done,
Yes. I mean, that's
and
why
that it
I'm
could
looking
be
at
done.
this.
So it's not that he didn't communicate what to look for, but he wasn't a good enough leader that they internalized that this could be
This
done. Now let's
was
find out
going to
how.
happen. I think that's really what I'm saying is that
Yeah.
he wasn't the leader who could get cause Bnei Israel to internalize the lesson.
Yeah.
He had
Yeah.
the dea, and he knew exactly what we're trying to do here,
Yeah.
and they did not.
And
And you can
they
look at
did
it,
not.
their fault, but I would say also that's a failure of leadership as
They did
well.
not. Yeah. He didn't inspire them enough. That's a big
Yeah.
failure.
Which is true. I mean, you look at all these parts, you really are that sense of
Yeah.
this the kind, as like I said, it's a growing distance between Moshe and Bnei Israel. Continue from Baalot on. That right, he's not inspiring. They're not feeling it. And Moshe's
Whoa.
there, but it's
Wow. Yeah. So some of it felt very contemporary.
yeah, but I never mentioned contemporary politics.
No. Better not.
Yeah, but here's this. But our job is to see the potential for the Kedusha and then make that happen. So hopefully I can inspire you, even though I'm still here.
We need different leadership to do it.
Okay, I can see that. I can see that. Again, I'm not making comments on politics, but I will stop here.
Very nice.